Winter weather means Barry's homeless must move indoors, but where and is there enough space? The white stuff, which came Sunday and stayed Monday, just re-emphasizes the pressure on this city's shelter system and those who need it. Greg Bishop is General Manager of Social and Community Services with the County of Simcoe, which funds the shelter system, although private and not-for-profit groups provide the service. Currently, there is space available in the homelessness system, with strategies in place to create more space when needed, he said. Operators are ready to assist through the motel voucher program if and when needed. There is space available for those seeking warmth and shelter. Barry has 152 shelter beds, but as of Sunday morning, shelter providers reported there were only 16 beds available in Barry. That's not enough. So County Council has approved a plan to build a temporary homeless shelter with 50 more beds in modular structures on the former Barry OPP detachment site at 20 Rose Street, near Bayfield Street and Highway 400. The County of Simcoe requires site plan approval and a building permit from the City of Barry to set up those modular homes and 50 more shelter beds on Rose Street, said Michelle Banfield, the city's Director of Development Services. The site plan was conditionally approved on Friday, November 11, she said. The city and county are working collaboratively to expedite the building permit, Banfield said. City staff have been in constant contact with the County of Simcoe on this project. The project continues to receive full attention from both county and city staff. All approvals are being expedited as quick as possible. But Bishop said there's another potential wrinkle. Regarding the building permit from the city, as this location also borders Highway 400, which is provincial jurisdiction, the county is working with the MTO, Ontario's Transportation Ministry, to obtain a clearance letter, in parallel which will be part of the city review of our submission, he said. For context, these types of approvals can take several months to receive, Bishop added. Given the urgency and importance of this project, the city, the county and the MTO are expediting approvals to meet the timelines of the coldest months of the year. This is a turnkey solution with limited assembly and connections needed, he said of the modulars. Once it's on site, we anticipate a 1 to 2 week turnaround. The contract with the selected shelter provider is complete and they are working through staffing confirmation to ensure all parties are ready to serve those in need once we have the green light. Bishop has said the modular structures will be on site in the coming weeks and operational in December. Barry's shelters include private and not-for-profit facilities such as Elizabeth Fry Society, serving women and gender-diverse individuals, Salvation Army Bayside Mission, serving men, Busby Center, and Youth Haven, serving youth 16 to 24 years old. If the shelters are full, the motel voucher program will be used until the new Rose Street temporary shelter is open, Bishop said. How many people will need shelter in Barry this winter is unknown. From January 23 to 25, 2022, the County of Simcoe counted 722 people experiencing homelessness during its annual enumeration. Of those, 441 completed surveys and 50% were from Barry. In addition to the temporary shelter and its 50 beds, the county is delivering additional projects including a warming center in Barry. Operated by John Howard Society at Collier Street United Church, 7 days a week, 9 p.m. until 8:30 a.m., it opens when the Environment Canada forecast is for temperatures of minus 15 Celsius or colder. There are also more permanent facilities, including the supportive housing project on Tiffin Street, with 14 beds, and additional capacity at Lucis Place, with 6 more beds for a total of 24. For more information, visit simcoe.ca/findshelter.